Good afternoon and welcome to the CFL Scouting Bureau Media Conference. Your host is Mr. Olivier Poulin. Please go ahead, sir.
Merci, Paul. Bonjour tout le monde. Hi, everyone, and thank you for being with us today. After the final CFL Scouting Bureau ranking was published this morning, the CFL Canadian Draft will be presented on May 7th on TSN and RDS at 7 p.m. Eastern. Please note that the CFL will host another teleconference call ahead of the draft with TSN analyst and expert Dwayne Ford. He'll be joined by TSN 1150 host and CFL.ca's columnist and draft insider Marshall Ferguson. Also note the CFL season preview teleconference series is coming. You'll get the details in the next couple of weeks. But for now, let's shift our focus back to three of the very best that hope to hear their names called on May 7th. Joining us this afternoon is McMaster receiver Danny Vandervoort, who solidified his status at his position at the CFL Combine presented by Adidas in Regina last month. He gained three spots from 7 to number 4. Bethune-Cookman offensive lineman Darius Bledek went from unranked in September to number 15 in December and now sits at number 10. And finally, Guelph's running back Johnny Augustine made a very good impression at Combine, going from unranked last fall to number 17. There won't be any opening remarks. We'll go straight to questions. Please, Paul, go ahead with the instructions.
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you are using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on the telephone keypad. And if at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. So please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while participants register. Thank you for your patience. The first question is from Dan Ralph from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead. Your line
Thank you.
Open.
Okay. I guess I'll take this opportunity and ask all three of the gentlemen on the conference, starting with Mr. Vandervoort, about the latest rankings and where you are respectively on that, and your thoughts about all three of you improving over the last bureau rankings. I'll start with you, Danny, please.
Yeah. No. I think it's really exciting to see my name in the top 5. I've been working really hard for this, and I think I pressed the scouts in Regina. So I think it's really exciting to see my name in the top 5. I think that we all, me, Darius, and Johnny, put hard work, and it helped show in through the rankings for sure.
Okay, how about you, Darius?
It's always a great feeling whenever you're amongst the top players. You know, us three here. You know, it's great to be on this conference call. It's great to see our names and. You know, we always wish we could all be the number 1. But where we are respectfully, I think, is it shows to the work, the time that we put in, and just the dedication that I know that me and these two other gentlemen here share.
Thank you. And finally, last but not least, Johnny.
Yeah, just as the guys mentioned, you know, it's an honor, you know, to be recognized as one of the top players in this draft. And it just comes to show you that hard work pays off and, you know, not just, you know, beginning of the year, but, you know, all these last 4 years of our career, we've just been working really hard. You know, we all have the same dream, and just to come see it, you know, come to reality or come really close is really a privilege.
Great. Thank you all.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 on the telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from Ted Wyman from Post Media. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Thanks very much. I have two questions. One first for Johnny. Johnny, a lot of the general managers I talked to said that they thought you were one of the true standouts of the combine. What do you think you did particularly well there to attract their attention?
You know, it's great to be recognized that way, but I would definitely say it's the versatility that I brought to the combine. You know, I just didn't show one thing, you know, I showed that, you know, I can block and also from pass catching as well. So just being able, you know, in today's game as a running back, you know, you have to be very successful in doing a lot of things in a lot of areas. And I made sure to cross all those, all those check marks. So that's what I think I impressed the general managers.
Thank you very much. And I also wanted to ask Darius, you've had to go to some lengths to make sure that you would be a Canadian and eligible for this draft in that way. Can you tell us a little bit about that process? And I think your first visit to Canada was to Regina and what your impressions are so far.
Well, the process was long, stressful, and heart-aching, you know, especially in the beginning when I expected to make it for the supplement draft, and I didn't expect to have to wait the whole year. It's always risky being out for all that long, and for me, that was a risk that was unknown. But I trusted my gut. I trusted the people that advised me. It's been a long year. I worked very hard for it. And in doing so, you know, I was blessed and honored and got recognized to get selected to be to the National Combine. And my first experience of Canada was amazing. I had a great time. You know, Regina is definitely a different place, but had some great fans and great people, a lot of personality. And, you know, it was just an awesome experience. I got to come back to Toronto, and I hung out there a little bit with my family, which was a great experience as well, and then stopped in Hamilton for a little bit, just trying to gather as much feel for Canada that I can until I move up there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from Dan Ralph from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Johnny, you were quite outspoken at the Combine that in your mind you will be a starter in the CFL. Has there anything come about that has changed your outlook or changed your thought process about that?
No, you know, that's still my mentality. You know, it's one thing to, you know, make it to the CFL and, you know, make a roster. But, you know, my goal at the end of the day is to be a starting player. Starting running back in the CFL, you know, I want to do great things. I it's one thing to just make it, but, you know, my dream is to leave my mark, you know, in the professional ranking. So, you know, this was the first step. And the next step, you know, obviously, getting my spot, on whatever team that's willing to take me. And then, just competing and fighting for the number one spot. So that's always been my mentality growing up, and I'll continue to do the same thing.
Danny, I'm going to ask you the same thing. I mean, in your mind, is this the first step towards achieving that goal of being a starter in professional football?
Yeah, for sure. I think Canadians are pretty utilized in the CFL, especially as a receiver. I think you get to see some big names that are receivers. So I think, like Johnny said, you always want to be the best at in your position. So I think, yeah, for sure, this is a huge step to me being a starter. Hopefully, one day I'll be able to reach that.
Okay. And Darius, I don't want to leave you out. I'm going to ask you the same thing. I'm wondering if the advent of professional football, what that means to you and what your thought is now being so close to that.
Being professional, I mean, it's an everyday thing. And getting close to that, getting close to calling a team my home and finding new brothers as teammates. And when it comes to organization, I'm hoping to become a cornerstone where people could rely on me, where people could trust in me and know that they're going to get the same effort from me every single day. So I'm excited to get that started, and I think May 7th and this is really the start of all that.
Now, if I may follow up, please. You're American-born. How are you deemed Canadian for the CFL draft?
Yeah, I was born in New Jersey, Passaic County, and then my mother, she's Canadian. She was adopted out of Quebec by two Italians. So I get my dual citizenship through her, thankfully.
Did you know that beforehand, or is that something that you found out that professional football in Canada was an option for you later on?
I knew about the CFL, not as strongly. I was scouted highly for the NFL, and at the time, things were going very well. And I didn't understand the whole process of becoming a dual citizen, what mm-hmm. was the meaning, and understanding that. Once I found out what a national and an import is, and I found out my situation with football, it was not only a choice to get dual citizenship, so I'm a national, but also I wanted to make sure I was going somewhere in my home. I didn't want to come in as an import and bounce around. If I'm going to go somewhere, I'm going to make it my hometown. I could relate to the community, and I could get involved more, I felt like, as a national than an import.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Ted Wyman from Post Media. Please go ahead.
Thanks very much. I did want to ask Danny a similar question to what I asked of Johnny. You did go up by 3 points or 3 spots in the rankings, and I don't know if that was all because of the combine, but maybe you could give us a thought on why you think what you've done since December that you think would have helped you rise in rankings?
Yeah, for sure. I think the combine helped me immensely. I think that I showed the scouts that I am a good player and that I could test well. I wasn't able to test at East West, so I think that's why there was kind of a couple question marks about how I was going to do. But I think I impressed. I got to show my talent there, and I think especially in the one-on-ones, I think that helped separate me from kind of the other receivers in the draft. I think that I executed really well, and I've been working hard at those, so it was good that they ended well.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Darren Balming from TSN Radio Winnipeg. Please go ahead.
Thank you. How are you doing, guys? Just a real quick question for all three of you. Have you guys made visits following CFL week, following the combine, to any CFL markets?
I haven't yet, personally.
No, I haven't. I haven't had a chance either.
I only had one. It was during the week while I was up there. I stopped in to Hamilton and got a tour of the facility and then took a view at everything and watched a little bit of film, which was a lot of fun.
All right, Darius, I remember you your video post there visiting the TACATS. Just quick follow-up. Any plans? Do you guys have invites to visit any teams?
Excuse me, can you say that one more time?
Yeah.
Do you guys have plans, invites to visit teams in the coming weeks?
No, once again, nothing personally. Just waiting for the draft.
As of now, there's nothing set in stone. Expected, but nothing set in stone that I know of.
Nothing really either. I haven't really heard from many teams for visits that way.
Thanks, Danny. Guys, thank you. Good luck to you next month.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Dan Rao from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
Okay, I'll ask all three again the same question. How's the process been? I mean, has it been a long, drawn-out process? Has it been something that's caused angst amongst all three of you, or is it a process that you've all embraced knowing that this is the way you got to do it in order to get your foot in the door to the next level? I'll start with Danny, please.
Yeah, no, I think it's I think you embrace it. You kind of know coming from East West that you got to be working out every day, you got to be training every day because you do have to the test and there's a football aspect, so you're going to be well-rounded. But yeah, you wake up every day knowing that you have something to look forward to. So yeah, you just got to embrace that, and it's really exciting actually just knowing get the chance to compete with the best in the country.
Okay, and I'll swing this over to Darius, please.
Got to embrace it. I mean, right now we're training, we're testing. We just got done with a long process, and now it's just building skill. Just waiting for that call, waiting for that moment that we get to find ourselves a new home, like I said before, and just getting pads on again. I mean, you got to love it. Day by day goes by. I mean, there's no better feeling than knowing that you're going to have opportunity to really make an impact for somebody, and I think that's an amazing feeling.
Thank you. And finally, Johnny, to you.
Yeah, same thing as just all the guys mentioned. We've embraced it. I believe so. It's, waiting for the moment, that time will come, working really hard. I mean, the only thing that's really been, kind of difficult is, definitely with the school and trying to juggle with that. But, we all have a dream and, a passion to play professional. And, this is the first step of it. And, all these obstacles and working really hard to be the best is it's an honor. And, I've greatly embraced everything of it.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting back to Mr. Poulin.
Thank you, Paul. We'll do a last call for questions just to see if anyone else on the line would like to ask a question. And I think I see Jeff Griever from CFL.ca that would like to ask a question. So we'll go to Jeff afterwards. And anyone that would like to ask a question, please press star one. So the guys are with us for another maybe 5 minutes, so we still have a little bit of time. Paul, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Yes, the next question is from Jeff Creever from CFL.ca. Please go ahead.
Hey, this question's for Danny. You mentioned the one-on-ones and how they kind of helped propel your draft stock a little bit. Those are obviously something that's unique to the CFL Combine. When you're kind of in that position against some of the top, going one-on-one against some of the top defensive prospects, I mean, what does that bring out of you? What does that give you the chance to show?
Yeah, I think it is able to show my versatility. I was able to get go deep on the DBs, and I was able to get a couple intermediate routes. I was working hard in the offseason with Mike Daly, who's a former Ticat. He helped kind of me get ready for that kind of elite-level DBs because he does play in the CFL. So I think I was able to have good competition leading up, and we kind of really worked on the little things, just kind of breaking down and setting up your route, and I think that helped show. I think I was able to show my more elite-level route running. So, yeah, I think it was huge working with him, and I think that helped show in Regina.
Okay, and I'll ask the same question to Darius. I mean, how do you know what's coming? How do you kind of psych yourself up for that, knowing how critical that's going to be, how big a part of the combine that is for offensive linemen?
It's definitely a different aspect than what I was used to, but nothing that I can't prepare for, nothing that I can work towards. Is as a professional, as an athlete, whatever comes my way or our way, we have to be ready for it. And if it's one-on-one and it's in front of every single scout and all the fans, and it's one-on-one. And you got to take it what it is. It was a heck of an experience. I personally enjoyed it a lot. I think they should bring that down into the state. It brings a different aspect and a different mindset to that final day that I've never experienced. But it's almost like playing a football game. Got to go out there. You're going to have some reps and got to win as many as you can. And just fight.
Okay, and Johnny, you kind of had the unique aspect of running as a running back and a receiver. I mean, did you know that was coming, and how did you prepare for that?
So, you know, as Danny said, you know, he's been working really hard in the off season with some people. Same thing with me. You know, I've been privileged to have good people around my corner, working with Nate J, receiver from the Edmonton Eskimos, and working with my former running back coach, Neil Lumsden, just helping me work on that. You know, one day I'd be focusing on blocking, next day I'd be working on my route running. So it was really great. You know, I've been doing it for like 4 or 5 months now, just consistently day in and day out. And, you know, with the CFL, what's so unique about the combine is that we can play football. And at the end of the day, you know, numbers are great, but at the end of the day, we all got to play football, and to be able to do that is a great thing, and I was humbled to be able to display that.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I would now like to turn it back to Mr. Poulin.
Thanks, Paul. We'll do one final call for questions to see if anyone has anything else to add, and otherwise well, you can throw the call back to me.
Absolutely. So participants on the phone, please press *1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question.
Well, it stays empty, so I think we're done. Well, once again, thank you for being with us today. The CFL Canadian Draft will be presented on May 7th on TSN and RDS at 7 p.m. Eastern. Good luck to Danny, Darius, and Johnny. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today. Take care, everyone, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much.
All the best, guys. Good luck.
You too.
Same.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and we thank you for your participation.